How you guys doing today? This is Talk About Epic. I'm Arch Darrell. I'm here with Hornet and K-Dub.
What's up, guys? Okay, yeah, we are talking about the Avengers game. The beta was released on...
Last week it released?
On the 7th
yeah.
of August. And we pre-ordered to get a beta key to get access to the beta so we can... Like, kind of get our hands on.
Get a bearings and see what, you know.
To see what's going on in the game, man. Who wants to go first?
I'm going to say, my first impressions. Yeah, I heard my first impressions when I thought about the game, right? I was worried about, because so far I never
linear,
had.
Linear, yeah.
Yeah, I never had my hands on the game. It's one thing to look at a video, but it's another thing to get, you know, a hands-on impression, right? So, I was going in there. I had no expectations. I was expecting, you know, it's going to be like a regular linear game. But then, as I started playing it, took me a couple of minutes to get a feel for the characters, but I'm like, yo, this game is actually fun and it has potential. I mean, it was like the characters, they handle different, so it's not you don't feel like you're handling the same character over and over. The Hulk reminds me of that Hulk game from that came up for the PS2, like Ultimate Destruction. Like that is just playing as Hulk makes me want to play that game and just pick up vehicles and just destroy everything.
Yeah.
They actually managed to, like, they know how to deal with the characters. I feel like the characters feel different enough where it's going to have, you know, it's going to be fun. The story, you know, typical Avengers story, you know, it's going to be good. All right? And, I mean, the studio it's coming from, they're known for telling epic stories, so that is no problem.
Or Crystal Dynamics?
Yeah. Square Enix.
Oh, okay.
So, wait. Let's just fact check and make sure it's Square Enix. Let's not check it's Square Enix and make it. Yeah.
Oh, check that shit.
Go ahead, continue right. talking.
So, yeah, I mean, it's just fun. I mean, playing with, I mean, game, I think it reminds, you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the Ultimate Alliance games, but with a different camera angle. And that's always a good thing, because that game is fun as hell. I mean, we beat that in one sitting last time we played that. So.
Yeah. What's part of the story that they show in the demo?
Well, so far, the story is they frame the Avengers for this event that happened in San Francisco. You know, Avengers Day turned into this big disaster that created a lot of infected people. They call them Inhumans. And, you know, turns out, obviously we know who was behind everything. So, MODOK evidently is the big bad. I found curious, because I'm not a comic book person, so I'm not really familiar with MODOK outside Marvel's Capcom. So, I'm curious to see if they're going to tell us more.
When you said character. That name, I felt the same way, too.
Yeah, he's pretty interesting. But he looks like a pretty interesting big bad to deal with in this game. I mean, it's kind of linear, but it's not linear at the same time. The boss battles...
Square Enix.
What's going to make and break this game is two things, I think. The end game, and I think, like, the boss battles is, like, really fun. Like, these little strike missions... Whatever, I don't know. Like, it's gonna come down to the end game, right? End of the day, that's what I think. But you know, it's fun. It's a good game. Sit down with your boys. Have a
Right. You're not sitting down with your boys. I mean, your boys at home. You're at your house.
You're not sitting with your boys in there. I don't mean literally these days. I mean,
yeah, you know those days are gone. Those days are gone.
But they're not gone. They're just like
they're gone.
They're not gone.
They're gone.
It's still couch co-op.
Where? What game?
There's a couple of games that have Scout Co-op.
What game?
Some fighting game? Every fighting game?
You don't have a name.
Well, I know nobody wants us to mention this, but I believe Halo, the new Halo, is supposed to have it.
Oh, God.
I
thought we covered Avengers. Now, you all,
let's talk about the game we're talking about, please. Let's not
throwing that in there.
Yeah, let's not give our time to stuff we know nothing about right now.
Yeah, I mean...
When we get a hands-on on that game we you just talked about, we can talk about that.
So,
let's not.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Avengers, guys.
Yeah, watching the walkthrough of this game, though, it's... I'm shocked at how great this shit looks.
It's doing its job. It's doing what it's supposed to do. I mean, that boss battle we had was really good. Like, I like how the characters interact with each other, and, like, me, I like Iron Man, and I like the Iron Man quips while he fights. So, like, he has this line where, one of my favorite lines of his, he has this line where when he calls in the Hulkbuster, he will say, "Who you gonna call? Hulkbuster." I was like, yo, I would just laugh every time I hear that, like, and he's broke in here.
Yeah.
So he would talk about, yo, y'all can't sue me now because I'm broke. Yeah. He would be talking shit while he's smacking him up. As like, I mean, this game is gonna join every Avengers person. Like, if you like Avengers, this is right up your alley. You like superhero beat-em-ups, this is going to be right up your alley. Dub, you played more You've been all weekend. Every time I was online, you was on Avengers. You level up.
My opinion is definitely
you play. You have a more in depth look.
Yeah, it's more unbalanced for me. Right?
I'll
focus on the problems that I'm having right now.
Okay.
Right. Like at this moment, I don't know what version this was.
Yeah. What build?
But yeah, had a few. It's expected or whatever. But there's a certain bug. I don't know if it's a bug or that's just how the game play. It's just when there's too many things on the screen, multiplayer, too many NPCs you're fighting.
Yeah.
It gets blurry. Like, the fighting, the motion, like, you know, motion sickness, so to speak. It gets really blurry. I don't know if that's something that's part of the game. Because remember, this game, I don't think this game is meant to handle that kind of big fight. Like, the same fight we had with the whole giant robot at the end.
Yeah, the Wobot. Yeah, I
before that went all, dipping. It's like it's
that's that whole. I mean,
it gets blurry in your movement when there's a lot of things on screen.
Yeah, the game is like having.
I mean, I'm on a PlayStation, so it's not like I.
Yeah, we are.
It's not a PC where I don't have a proper PC. So yeah, PlayStation.
We're playing on a base PlayStation, so yeah, you know, it happens. We don't know. We can't speak for the PS Pro. Yeah, obviously. But
that shouldn't. I don't think that should happen because if this is the beta, and that's one of the first missions. Right, we could assume that all the other missions are gonna get way more intense,
way more epic and intense.
Instead, we get more abilities, more stuff to do to get like
it's gonna be more stuff going on. So that
it kind of scared me with that whole blurry effect when there's too many things on screen.
They gotta work on that definitely.
I'm hoping it's because it's the beta, so
yeah, exactly.
That's why it's like that. The full game hasn't been downloaded, so we don't have all the pieces to work with. Fine.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right?
That's a big thing, though. That's a scary thought.
No, it's scary.
Especially with the past games we had.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, red flag kind of got really bright. You know what I mean? Really bright red, so to speak. So, that and the gear system.
Oh, yeah. That's
really. It's really bad.
It's not traditional where it's like, it's kind of like, so it has, you have, it's like Destiny. So, you have your gear score, you have your.
Definitely not like Destiny.
The way I'm picturing Destiny, it.
Does a better job.
No. In the way that Destiny uses the gear score on every level. I'm talking about.
Yeah, but the reason why this one is worse, gear don't really matter in here.
Yeah, gears don't matter.
Gear is the equivalent of a stat stick. Right? Chest piece. You have the chest. Yeah, they have four different pieces of gear, depending on which character you have. It's different for each character because, I mean, the Hulk has gear. Right, but his gear, which is kind of smart, his gear is like augments.
Okay, so
right, like pieces of his.
I think I understand why you don't like it's like how where in Destiny where we start off with like a shitty ass piece of gear.
Yeah.
So the problem with that with this system is, you know, you start off with the whole thing with a RPG game is you start off looking like crap, but then by the end of the game you look like a monster.
Yeah.
But I think I know why though, because your heroes already in it. That these are famous heroes, so I don't think they.
Yeah, but the problem with that is the game is based on gear.
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
You understand what I'm saying?
You're supposed to start as a hero in Destiny 2.
No, but I understand what he's saying.
You know what I'm saying?
And the fact that these characters are made out, all the characters in Destiny 2 are your own character.
Yeah.
This character has been made, just playing as them.
They're iconic, right? Yeah, exactly.
But the problem is loot. The reason why people are playing the game is for loot. Right? So it cannot be, as the word they use it, it can't just be a layer you put over. It has to be a specific part of the game because that's what you're doing. You're going on missions to get better loot to make your character stronger. It just can't be an increase in stats.
Well, I mean, how are you going to...
Destiny is different. Destiny, okay, for example, each piece of gear you put on, it looks different.
Yeah, now that I understand.
Gear doesn't change anything here other than your stats.
Now, that's kind of annoying, though.
Yeah, it's kind of annoying. I mean, it is. It's, but you got to understand, on both sides, how would you make Hulk look different with gear on?
Exactly.
He's beer.
I want to see that motherfucker in armor with a sword in hand.
Hulk. There's skins.
That's skins.
There's skins. Your skins are just cosmetic. They don't affect your stats.
I'm just joking. I'm thinking
that would be sick as hell. No, we could actually have that skin, like a World War Hulk skin. That would be sick.
No, they have. That's a legendary skin that you're going to pay money for.
Yeah, I mean.
We know that. But what I'm saying is, I understand it doesn't affect the Hulk, right? Because they have him have the stuff on his arms?
Yeah.
That's a piece of gear.
Yeah, that counts as a piece of gear. But look at his gear, though. His gear is like body parts he's picking up. So you're not really seeing him changing.
But that's what I'm saying. But the problem is,
I don't mean not the body parts.
Since they decide to make the gear linear, but it doesn't affect anything around you other than your power level,
yeah,
people are going to get tired of it very soon.
And that's and that's my main fear with
this
game. That's
an intricate part of the game.
It definitely is, because just hearing that shit is like, wow.
Yeah, you would not, you wouldn't even know
that you, based that, what you got like on. Your character is changing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because when you're done your mission, what's the first thing we do? Go in our bags and see what
new gear you get.
Yeah, you got increased star, yeah, it's purple. Work. You can upgrade your gear. Right? Unlock, because it's like stuff that's a lock on the gear, depending if it's purple, blue, or green. Like, green doesn't have nothing you can unlock. Blue, you can unlock one level.
Yeah.
And it gives you another stat, whatever, defense, offense, increase, regeneration, whatever.
Yeah.
Purple, you get two. Right? And that's each for piece of the gear. But at the end of the day, it doesn't change anything on your character other than your character is stronger. The power level goes up.
Yeah.
Right? We've played games with gear.
It's just, go.
I consider this a looter, right? This is what this is. We're fighting to get gear.
Yeah, but I think that shit's important these days, especially
it's very
where,
important.
Like, players who play Destiny, like, the visual we of the get gear lost. Is so
we
fucking
get
important.
We get lost in gear in Destiny.
Like, the game don't even matter when you're getting cool-ass gear sometimes.
That's what I'm saying. Like, all the gripes we have
and
with Destiny, we shut up on
Destiny
the
gameplay is top-notch, so we can play it over. It kind of like it's a small circle, but it works for us. We enjoy the game. We enjoy the shooting aspect of the game, and then we enjoy collecting the gear to go back and shoot more people to get more gear, and just rinse and repeat. So it works. You understand? It works.
Yeah, my thing is
the guns, the different guns.
My thing is it gonna be as fun? Like how long?
I don't know.
I'm worried it might get repetitive fast, right?
I mean, I played a lot, and it was. I mean, we didn't have much missions. But then again, most of the missions are it's in a small little circle.
Yeah,
most of the missions you see the missions replicate itself.
I mean, the missions we was doing is like it was taking us about 5 minutes.
Yeah, well, they have some that just one.
Yeah, I've played those, but like some of the basic missions are like 5 minutes.
Yeah, and then there's others where you, which is funny enough, every time you have to go to a different place, you go to an elevator scene. I don't know. I guess that's just the mission they choose, where when you kill a certain boss, right, it's time for you to go to the next part of that mission. You go in an elevator and you go into a building.
Yeah.
And then that level starts, and you go to the next elevator, and then that level starts or whatever.
Did you play the harm room?
Yeah, I got level 3 and got the, I did the level 3 and you get the what you call this shit? When you change your, how your icon look?
Yeah. The
nameplate?
The nameplate.
Yeah, I got a nameplate for when the other game comes out because I did the full...
Okay.
I actually enjoyed
it. That's actually pretty fun. It's a horde mode.
I enjoy that.
But I wish, like, I don't know. Maybe it's kind of too easy.
I mean, remember, it only got up to 3. We're getting a beta version. We're not going to... And you didn't play it on the highest level.
I didn't play it on the highest level, right?
Yeah,
that's my impression of it. I'm hoping this gets challenging, like, on some Gears of War level. Horde mode.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
This is made for a kind
this game. Of this game audience. is a as a lot of people call it a button smasher.
Yeah,
right. That's what it is.
Yeah, button smashers have their use.
No, this have a look because it's still good in a way.
It's fun to be had.
You can choose not to button smash and you get a more effective gameplay.
Yeah,
right. But you can like you see with the Hulk, you can button smash.
The majority of players are gonna button smash,
and that's just the beta. Right? You see how he's having right now, he's having problems with the dudes of the shield?
Yeah.
There are a little bit of things that you have to
do. I was about to address that. Like, so yeah. I sent some, on a positive note, I sent some, like, Spider-Man gameplay elements in there where you have the different enemies and you have to do certain things to bring them down. Like,
yeah.
Remember in Spider-Man when you had the different, I didn't need to bring down certain characters to web them up or whatever?
Yeah.
Like, that game had some elements of the...
No, I'm saying there are little levels of...
Yeah.
Certain things that you have to do for specific enemies.
Yeah.
Right? But at a certain level, I think it's going to just come down to a button smashing game.
Yeah, I mean, button
but
smashing
then again,
with your boys, that's fun.
Then again, we can't really say that because at the end of the day...
I didn't say it's going to be for a long time, but you have a couple hours.
But that's just the beta. So we don't know...
We don't know... This is.
Let's just say.
Don't even say that. Y'all know when they bring up betas, they try to put the best foot forward.
Yeah, but I mean, you're right. Because
how much longer before this game comes out?
September.
September
first.
Early September.
So a lot of what we see is what we get.
It's going
to What we see and what we getting, right? But we don't know how much content we have.
Right.
And we don't know. We only get one skill tree instead of the three that they have. Right, specializations, mastery. We didn't get any of those. Huh. Right, so certain characters we didn't get. We didn't play Cap. We didn't play Thor.
Yeah.
Right, so just four characters. So I know I'm Thor all day. So that's gonna be me.
Did you guys get the chance to play multiplayer with each other?
Yeah. Multiplayer. Right? That's what I'm saying. It's fun. The whole multiplayer aspect. I went in. I put my thing on.
They need to streamline the. I think they need to streamline the matchmaking though. It takes too long. I think.
No, it takes a while because it's beta. But I got in right away when I did it a few other times.
That's understandable with the...
No, I mean, when we was finding... The first time we was forming our group, it took us a second.
Yeah, because it was kind of complicated.
Yeah.
But it's the beta, so they don't have everything flushed out.
So, I mean...
Like, for example, I couldn't join his group because I didn't finish a certain mission that multiplayer was open yet.
Yeah.
Right? So you have to get through it, and then when you get to the end, they allow you to play with each other.
Yeah, it's like in Monster Hunter, you can't just jump in and kill a monster you never killed before.
Yeah.
You have to run into the monster that actually
fought it
before you go kill it the multiplayer.
Yeah, so... All
right, so how's the game? How's the multiplayer in this game?
The multiplayer is good. Yeah. As I said, the only problem I had with it is that when there are a lot of people on screen, all four characters doing their own thing, and nothing but NPCs are coming to crush your face in,
yeah,
it gets a little blurry real fast, right?
I wish they had team-ups.
But that's what I meant too.
Remember, you got to understand, this is the first game of its kind. You can't put everything in the game yet. Oh. That's gonna be one of the expansions.
Yeah, I hate when I do that.
You know how it goes already. We've been through this. We're old enough. We know how it goes. Yeah. They can't put everything in one, so you can't expect for the stuff that we've seen in Ultimate License where two specials come together.
Yeah, I know.
That's later down the line.
Mm. All right. So let me ask you guys. Is the team playing this game closer to Monster Hunter or like something?
Nah, it's not closer. It's more like, yeah, can't, like I said, it's reminds me of X-Men Legends.
Don't even talk about Monster Hunter when it comes to this game.
Yeah, like it's like it reminds me of the
Monster Hunter is fleshed out. Oh man,
it reminds me of the Ultimate. Right? It reminds me of the Ultimate Alliance.
You
games.
Cannot hack and slash no monster in Monster Hunter.
Yeah, Monster Hunter bosses on like World of Warcraft.
So this
level.
It's a different
like,
level. So
as anybody, like
this one is a more linear situation because of the whole Hulk. They just choose to go linear with it. Yeah. Right?
I mean, they're trying to appeal to a broader audience. I mean,
no, that's fine. I understand it. I respect it for what it is.
Think about it.
But my opinion is going to get repetitive soon.
It sounds like
unless they start, as they bring out new characters or whatever, they add other things. Because I already told you, the thing that he's looking for, you're not going to get it right away because they have to give you reason to continue buying stuff.
Yeah, I feel like...
So we got support and stuff like that? Like support characters and...
Well, no, I mean, you can...
Some characters have support abilities. Like Black Widow has his cloaking ability. Kamala Khan has his ability.
Where she, like, say if you're down...
Everybody.
Yeah. Normally, if a character is down, you have to go and stand around them to get them back up.
So, I mean, you can't form a group like you would in World of Warcraft, like a team of five.
Where
you have a tank... A healer.
Nah, forget the Holy Trinity. That's dead. Holy Trinity is dead when it comes to these games.
No, because there's no aggro. There's no aggro thing here.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
There's no tank care.
Not that we know of. As of now,
I don't think there.
Because I mean, somebody should have taunt.
Because we did talk about like a dungeon type thing.
Yeah, but
no, they had a dungeon, but their dungeon is like you just going out in the world together.
I don't think
fighting big loads of enemies.
I don't think they're gonna do that. I think they're gonna just leave it like where everybody's like you know.
It depends. Because you gotta.
They're not gonna do
it. They're gonna do it to an aspect, not the aspect that you're looking for, because there are characters who can heal.
Yeah, that's what I said. So we have support characters, but it's not to be that not to that extent.
Yeah, it's gonna be. Right? Not,
that's not her dedicated role. Is to fucking heal.
No.
That's just a support ability she has.
Yeah. Okay. But I'm saying, so
I actually like that kind of setup, man.
What
the Holy Trinity setup?
Yeah, but they can't,
I said,
impossible for them to do that in this.
It's not.
It's impossible.
It's not gonna work.
Right? There's no reason for that because. In the comic books, they don't do that.
Yeah.
So there's no reason for them to put that in here. So as he's saying, there's no reason for that. But I just think it's going to get repetitive soon because I don't even know how the abilities go. Do they just still have the same three abilities? You know what I'm saying? Because they have three abilities.
Yeah, right? They have the three talent trees, you mean?
Oh, yeah. No, the abilities.
Or they have actual abilities.
He has the rush, the one on the right-hand side.
Yeah.
Where he rushes somebody, whoever's in front, he grabs them.
Yeah.
Slam down. He has the other one where he stomps the floor. And he has a special. Don't know how far that's going to go.
I mean, they have characters that...
That's three abilities.
I mean, you have certain characters that strictly offensive base, right?
Yeah, but I'm saying every character has three abilities.
Yeah, hey.
After the, until the abilities come back, you're melee and you're doing regular attacks, right? Your combos or whatever. Whatever is your skill tree that gives you abilities, you use those until those moves come back. We don't know how they're going to increase on that if that's the way it stays. So that's what increased the repetitiveness, right? Destiny or whatever like that, shooting-wise. You have three abilities, but your gun is a shooting game. So most of the time, you're going to be shooting, then you use your abilities, your grenades, whatever. On a skill-based game, you have three skills, then you're not really expecting much. It's going to be a lot of just button smashing going on.
Yeah.
Because you only have three skills. They don't cool down to the level that you want them to, where you can use them more, yet. You assume later on your cooldowns reduced based on what gear you got on, or whatever. So the majority of it is just you button smashing. That's why everybody thinks it's going to be a button smash, because your abilities you don't use the abilities that much.
I hit the nail on the head with that Ultimate Alliance comparison.
Ultimate Alliance was different.
It was different because we had like all these characters from the beginning.
Yeah.
One.
We could have switched in between them.
That game didn't really have any kind of end game.
And their abilities cooled down like crazy.
Yeah, and we was like, we could get combos and all that stuff. Like, that's my one beef for this game. Like, the whole thing of Avengers, they work together all the time. So, like, how come we don't have no, like, combo system?
Because they're not going to put that in the first one.
I mean, like, come on.
They got to make their money, guys. Y'all got to understand. That's how it works. They got to keep stuff to put onto the game. So, the game, because remember, so this is a game of service.
So, all the future DLC is going to be free, they said.
That's what they say.
Well, all the characters.
So, I'll wait till I see that.
Yeah,
pretty much.
There is no way.
So that could all be
money. We're paying $60. And everything from this moment is going to be free.
Not possible.
When another big, maybe a little season expansion in between, one character, two character, but you're going to have to pay for a big bundle, like the X-Men. They decided to bring the whole X-Men in.
Yeah.
You're not getting that shit for free. Mm-hmm. Right? So we've been around. We know how these things actually work. You understand? What I'm scared of is it doesn't get repetitive fast. If it does, then we gonna have a problem. Mind you, we had the replayability because we can choose level up Hulk.
So far, we have only six characters on the full release.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Unless you play on PlayStation, you get
that's Spider-Man. A lot of characters.
If these dudes actually had to pay for characters, we only have six. And think about the entire Marvel world.
Yeah, but exactly. Also,
that's some serious money.
Also,
it's way.
No, it's money. Huh?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's a lot of money on the table.
For you to believe everything's going to be free, you got to be crazy.
Yeah.
It's too much characters right there. And we don't know what the releasing in characters are going to be. I don't think it's going to be as quick as we wanted to. Because we already know the next character is Hawkeye. Nobody's really looking forward to that.
And you're supposed to get Spider-Man, I think, Sony.
Yes, they just let us know Spider-Man was exclusive. I don't think he's going to be the next.
Nah, he's not. Yeah, I don't think.
He's not going to be the next one after Hawkeye.
Nah.
I don't think so. Every time you get a new character, you get new content. Right? How long? Because we know how we waited for Destiny's.
Like I said, it's going to make him break it in the end game.
Yeah, but right now,
it's still
looking good.
Yeah.
Right, but the problems that I'm having with it is not big, where it's a game breaker, right? So it's still looking good, and I still have hope that as we get the full game, that we will have enough things to do where it doesn't feel repetitive.
Yeah,
because my favorite character in the beta was Ms. Marvel.
Yeah, me too.
Right, because she was kind of a Hulk, but with range.
But this is my thing. Like, she's like, when. I'm curious to see what they're going to do. Let's assume they decide to do a Fantastic Four expansion. Like, how are they going to... Because she handles basically like Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah, but he's going to be more advanced.
I'm curious to see. I mean, I'm not a game developer, so I'm going to let them decide that. So I'm curious to see what they're going to do with it. But Kamala Khan basically feels like stretchy. That's basically her powers. She's basically Mr. Fantastic, but she's a kid, right? She's unhuman, right? So I'm curious to see if we ever get Fantastic Four expansion. Or how's that gonna work out?
It's gonna be the same thing.
The melee characters, like the Black Widows, for me personally, like Black Widow and Captain America, they're like the fun part. So I'm curious to see when we get like a Black Panther or Wolverine type character.
Yeah, Wolverine is gonna do damage in this game.
Yeah, he and Black Panther
is gonna do damage.
With that suit.
Wolverine is gonna be a fucking favorite.
Yeah. Wolverine's gonna do damage in this game.
Well,
if they're smart, their first big expansion should be the X-Men. If they're smart.
They need to do, like, what I think they're going to do. I think they're going to give us the entire Avengers roster. Strange. Imagine the Strange expansion.
So I actually agree with Anson. Yeah. I believe they're going
to
go that route.
The smart route to do is, like, think about it. Y'all got to ride that Avengers hype. And we still get Avengers movies.
Can you imagine an actual spellcasting mission?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But what excites me is if we get in... Hopefully, if we get, like, a Doctor
Strange... Remember, he only gets three abilities.
Yeah, he's going to be limited.
I don't give a shit about the character.
Definitely going to be limited.
What excites me about Doctor Strange is not the character. Is the story that's going to come with him.
Which is?
The Dormammu shit and all the crazy-ass shit he can get on with. So...
We have a lot of...
We don't know what the end game is going to be right now. Yeah, okay, so we can only assume.
The problem is we're selling the game short right now because we don't... We forgot how much content they have.
They could possibly... It's the Marvel Universe. It's one of the top IPs on the planet.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we find robots right now.
There's story to that. There's story there.
We find robots right now, so...
Well, I don't know if that part might change because even in all their movies, it's mostly...
Yeah, but that was...
Hordes and hordes of...
Movies go...
But then when we get to Dormammu and it's going to be, like, actually people with abilities we're going
to
be fighting.
Yeah, we need to get some, like...
In this game... Even though y'all didn't pay attention to the story, there are evil Inhumans here.
Yeah.
We're going to be fighting niggas with the power abilities in this. We just haven't got there because it's a beta. The whole point of this game is that they're trying to cure the Inhumans.
Yeah.
For what happened on AD. There's going to be evil, I'm thinking, because AIM is the bad guy, so I'm thinking they're doing something after they cure them.
AIM is trying to cure these people?
We know that.
We know the whole bad guy shit.
Yeah, they're using the...
I believe them. All right.
Yeah, of course. Really? You do.
Of course. You're
gullible though.
So yeah, he's being like, okay.
You're gullible. So yeah, what I think is they're doing something with the abilities after they cure them.
Yeah.
Give it to whoever they want to give it to. So we're gonna be fighting.
Did you do the Code Green mission?
Huh?
The Code Green mission.
Yes.
Shorty's experimenting with Hulk and DNA.
What they do, they
that's what their hands
putting the abilities that they take from humans into robots.
Do that. Crazy. And
like the really bad robots.
Those are before the fighter.
Them dudes not playing no games.
Yeah, I love fighting those things.
And they didn't give them abilities yet.
Yeah.
So
it has potential. Yeah. Like, the game has a lot of potential. Right?
So based on what we see, it has potential. I just hope that it doesn't get repetitive.
It's gonna get repetitive. I'm tired of it in like a month.
But you know how we play games.
But the characters, I think.
And the problem with the whole loot situation.
Yeah.
I don't know. You got to flush that out, man.
I think the character system is probably why them hoping it won't get repetitive.
No, but you got to understand. That's not possible. There's three different rules for each character. Yeah. There's three different skill trees.
Yeah.
Right. So each character is not as
in depth.
No, each character is in depth, but in the beta they're not yet. Okay. So we don't know how every character is gonna play.
Right.
Yet.
Right.
We haven't seen them at their fullest potential yet.
So
it's going to take a long time to level them up and all this stuff. So you do have the replayability already. We don't have enough missions yet. We got to understand the beta. They had to keep it to a certain amount of missions. As the game opens up and we get all this content, I think they'll be able to release stuff in time for us to not get bored.
You know what I've been thinking about? Like, whether or not you'd be a good character?
Who?
Yuri. All right, what's up? What's Black Panther's sister's name? Her name is Yuri.
It's not Yuri.
I'm following so much stuff. It's like kind of hard to keep track of these too much side characters.
Shuri.
I was close.
What
do you call it? Yuri?
Yeah, I call it Yuri.
Yuri from Academia.
But yeah, I'm thinking she might be an interesting character too. I would like to see her.
Why?
She's a tech person.
Yeah, but you know what she uses though.
The gauntlet.
Come on.
Think of something. Use y'all imagination.
Avengers stick to what their characters are. They're not using
In the endgame, she was fighting.
In the comic books, though.
Of course she
is. In the endgame, so I'm saying, if they're falling
she comics, does not stray far from Black Panther, because that's what she is.
Yeah.
The technological version, she don't wear the suit. And in the comic book, she does get the suits eventually. But she's more technological. So you're not going to expect... Remember, she only has three abilities. Right? She only has three abilities. Remember, every character only had three abilities. I don't know, as you open the other skill tree, you get to choose different three abilities. We don't know how...
You can switch on the fly.
What did you switch on?
You didn't know that shit?
Switch what?
Your talent trees?
Ability. I don't care about the talent tree. Talent trees are your melee abilities.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the three abilities you get.
No, I don't get more than that.
Do you get an extra, a different super based on what specialization you choose?
I'm hoping we get a different super. Like, cause I
and the two different abilities, do you get to change into something else?
I hope so.
That's what I'm saying. You don't. We don't know that. So
yeah, because I mean, give me. I love calling in the Hulk. And
6 months down the line,
and I hope you could get inside the Hulkbuster.
6 months down the line, do you still want to be using the same abilities? Hell the same no. three abilities you have?
Hell no.
Fireman.
Hell no.
Okay.
You get tired of that shit okay. quick.
But I mean, the Unibeam, I'm gonna give them props.
He got the Unibeam. He got the AOE shit.
Yeah.
Electric.
Yeah, like an EMP.
Electromagnetic
pulse.
You and say. He has the Hulkbuster. 6 months down the
line. Now, what I like about the Hulkbuster, it's entirely possible that now we don't know if we can do it in the beta.
We don't know if that was a bug or what.
We know there's a bug.
I could stand he next might to be the able to get inside the Hulkbuster. And I can press box.
So he might be able to get inside my Hulkbuster. So, that would be cool though.
It might be able to put somebody else in there. We don't know yet.
That would be cool though.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
That's, I don't know if it was a bug or what.
Yeah.
So that's the thing about, I'm talking about like the replayability. We have three abilities. We don't know if that changes when we get the full tree. If we get to choose, but I mean, you should have some type of depth to that, no? Not the same.
I mean, a little bit of depth. You gotta go crazy with it, right?
Like for each skill tree, there should be a different special.
I mean, it's not really a skill tree if there's only three.
I think I agree with you on that. Like, there should be a different special for skill.
But because you're choosing each skill tree, you're choosing which skill tree you want thing. So for each skill tree, there should be a different special based on your combination.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right. I don't think that's that way. Like, as you see in the screen right now, she has three abilities, right? She has just Kamala Khan or whatever, Miss yeah. Marvel. She has the big hand, the AOE that she gets people up, and the Imbigum as a special.
Yeah, she gets large and it's really cool. I like the man, that shit is so cool.
It's fine.
When you jump on the sky and he comes, that
comes down
like boom
right? Jump it's pretty cool.
It is epic. It's
but
like,
4 months down the line,
is that gonna be epic?
Are you still gonna feel epic?
Of course not.
With better gear, are you still gonna feel epic?
No.
And that's the thing. Destiny.
I mean, but here's the thing.
Right? Destiny, in the beginning of Destiny, we had what? Three different specializations. Huh? I'm saying, but within those three specializations, there's three different specializations. Within the fire tree, you have three different specializations. Fire tree. Within True. The so there is different ways you. Oh, you don't want to play this?
I don't think you're making builds in here, bro.
You have
it
to.
Don't
make
look like, it don't look like it's gonna go that deep.
It have you're gonna have to make builds in here because each even with the gear.
I hope I'm wrong, but I don't think.
If anything, they might add talent trees.
I don't care about the talent tree. We have
three. Not talent trees, but abilities. The ability tree.
But I'm saying, we can't just have three now.
I want to be able to swap out abilities.
I mean, I think it's possible that they'll have three at launch.
And that's it?
And then they might add more as the game expands. Hmm. I think that's possible.
All right, then. I guess we'll find out when we get our hands on it.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for the full review once it drops.
Thanks. But right now,
I'm hopeful.
We still have hope. Yeah, we still have hope.
Yeah,
it definitely sounds like fun as hell, and I definitely will be joining you guys when.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, I believe. Just like the whole free content, I'll believe you when I see it.
Facts.
Yeah, okay. Sure, you're coming.
Come on, this hole to grace us with his presence.
Let's just say I won't keep a slot open for you. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know.
So yeah. All right, so we'll definitely come back and visit it.
Fingers crossed. Yep.
Yeah, we'll keep you updated.
I mean, if any studio could do it, Square Enix definitely on that list.
Yeah, okay.
Of studios that could.
When it comes to studios or anybody else, I have no faith unless work proof for themselves.
It's Square Enix.
We have been through that. Please stop.
Yeah, I mean, they had like one bad shit on there.
Hello. Good, any corporation, let's not get into the ramble. Any corporation you don't. Assume based on a corporation, you have to see their work first.
Yeah,
we've seen it.
Yeah.
All
right.
Well, everybody gets corrupted.
Hey, come on.
All right.
You know this is a cash grab.
Well, what did Batman say? You're long enough.
I think it's a cash grab. Well, it's Avengers is a cash grab on its own. I think.
Come on.
They put
the marketplace is not a cash grab, man.
They put some effort in the game, man.
Come on. I'm not saying no. But you know the cash grab is there.
I mean, yeah, it's
the age. They definitely have the opportunity.
Why wouldn't you? I mean, it's Avengers.
They have the opportunity.
Okay, so don't make it seem that they're doing this for the goodness of their heart, man.
Of course
cash
not.
Cash grab, okay.
Of course not.
But that's what.
No, okay then.
That's what I'm saying. So everything is possible. Yeah. We just want to know that there are also content there where we can enjoy the game while we're giving them our cash.
Yeah. So, well, fingers crossed on this one.
Yeah. No, it's so far a 7 out of 10.
But I'm not gonna give a score.
Beta wise,
I played
7 out of 10. Means that I'm hopeful.
I'm not giving a score yet. I gotta dive deep. You played a lot more than me, so
you're not giving it a score. The guy who believes in this company,
yes,
I'm not giving it a score.
That one,
yes. I have to see the full product first. Yeah.
All
right. We're not rating the full product. We're talking about the beta here.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of like rating a car in the prototype, though. Kind of.
Did you drive the prototype?
Yeah.
So rate the prototype.
I can't rate it because it's not the full game.
You don't have to. You've played the beta.
So far, I'm gonna be generous and get him an 8.
Whoa. Okay. There you go. 7 out of 10 beta.
Assuming the end game gets my attention.
You cannot make your
this is what score. I wanted to wait.
You're making that decision based on the beta.
Y'all wanted to score. Y'all got to score. So shut the hell up. This 8 is my goddamn score.
You said 8 based on how the game. That's not a score. You don't know that.
You wanted to score. You got to score.
You don't know what's going on there. What does the beta do for you?
Huh? It was fun.
8.
It was fun.
Beta 8.
Yes. 8.
All right.
You give it a 7.
Yeah.
So what's the difference?
7 and 8. Because
your frame rate diff.
7 and 8 is completely different, bro.
I mean, really? Is it though?
It definitely is.
Is it that
man.
Much of a gap? It's like an 8 and a 2. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, so, well, like I said, the saga continues, I say.
8 and 7, guys.
So far.
So. All right. So we'll see you guys when the full game comes out. So thank you guys for joining us.
All right. Later.
Peace out.
Thank you all for tuning into this episode of Talk About Epic. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You guys enjoy the rest of your day.